بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ربي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. What was the last thing we were talking about? To repeat the salawat, am I right? To make up salawat. Or is it wiping on the bandage? Okay, so is it about makruhat of salat?
Yeah, that's why it was
on. And the last bit was about eating and drinking, isn't it?
Yes.
What happened? Okay then, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال المصنف رحمه الله ونفعنا بعلومه وبركاته وبكم آمين. ولا يتربع إلا من عذر. And it is makruh to be sitting like this. How do you name this?
Cross-legged.
So that is basically makruh to sit. So anyway, basically any form which is not sunnah. Okay, any other sitting except the sunnah sitting is basically makruh tahrima. Then he says wala ya'kulu wala yashrabu, and he says it's not permissible to eat and drink. Now, because do you remember he was talking about makruh actions during salat? Okay, so now basically he mentioned two things which invalidate salat actually. So it's not makruh, but that is haram. Okay, first is drinking and the second is eating. But only one thing could be makruh: to have some food, some small bit of food in your mouth which will be less than a pea. Okay, what do they name
chickpeas?
Yes, so if it will be that size, okay, and then if you will swallow that, so that is makruh, but that is not invalidating. But anything bigger than that, it will invalidate your salat. But then, what about having something in your mouth, okay, but you are not eating, it's not a food, but you are keeping it in your mouth. We say, if it confuses your recitation, so if you will be unable to pronounce some of the letters, it will invalidate your salat. But if it's not confusing, okay, then it is makruh tahriman. For example, sometimes it may happen that someone will have chewing gum in his mouth, in the sides. So that is makruh tahriman, and that is not invalidating. Okay, so these are basically makruhat of salat. The next. This chapter, named the chapter of Lahiq, he is the person who breaks his wudu during salat. So for example, someone was praying and suddenly he has broken his wudu. For example, he started bleeding, or by any other kind, he has broken his wudu. So according to Hanafi madhab, his salat is still valid. He can go to make wudu and then he can come back and complete the rest of the salat. Okay? But we say to restart it from the beginning, that's better. Okay? But still, he can carry on praying, but with some conditions. The first is, he shouldn't be doing anything which invalidates salat. So he shouldn't be speaking, he shouldn't be eating, he shouldn't be drinking. Okay, and the same thing, for example, he was just going to make wudu, and do you know, he has to perform wudu in the first place in which is available. But if he will go to the next one, his salat will be invalid. Means he has to restart his salat. Did you understand? So for example, there is a place in which you can make wudu, but you will not go there, but you will go to the next one. Okay? So means you have invalidated your salat. Now, you have to repeat your salat from the beginning. Understood, inshallah. And then the question, do you have to come back to the same place in which you was praying before? We say, if you was behind Imam, and Imam is still praying, then you have to come back. Okay? But if you was praying alone, or you was the Imam, or you was praying behind Imam, and then they completed their salat, so you can come back, or you can pray in any other place you want to. Did you understand? Okay? So we say this goes against Qiyas. Because according to the analogy, according to the Qiyas, just by walking, just by turning your chest away from the Qibla, your salat should be invalidated. But we left that Qiyas because of Hadith, in which Rasulullah ﷺ explained that anyone during his salat breaks his wudu accidentally, then he should go back to make wudu, and then he should come back to complete his salat, as long as he didn't speak on the way. Did you understand? Now let's go back to the actual text. فَإِنْ سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ, anyone who has broken wudu in Sarafa, he will just go back, he will go to the he will leave salat. فَإِنْ كَانَ إِمَامًا, and if he is Imam, استخلفه, he will leave someone on behalf of him. He was praying and he has broken his wudu, so he will just make some ishara that someone should be replacing him. Okay? وَبَنَى وَتَوَضَّأَ, and then he will make wudu, وَبَنَى عَلَى صَلَاتِهِ, and then he will carry on praying. He will complete his leftover salat. Now, my question to you, what about the same scenario, but you was Imam, then accidentally you found that you didn't have wudu, or you found that there is filth on your clothes. Okay, then do you have to leave someone on behalf of you to complete the salat on behalf of you, or what will you do?
You finish and then you start.
You was Imam, and you started praying, and there is jama'ah behind you, and then you realized that you didn't have wudu.
That counts at the beginning of the salah, you were not...
Yes, from the beginning you didn't have wudu.
So then the salah didn't begin properly because the imam didn't have the wudu.
Take a second.
So then it probably would be best to restart the whole salah.
Okay, why is the best?
Because the beginning of the salah did not begin with the imam impurity, so he wasn't properly in, even though he thought he had started his salah, because he discovered that he did not have his wudu.
Okay, so that's why it's better.
Yeah.
So then it's the same thing in here, because even in this case, it's better for the person to restart his salah from the beginning, but if he can carry on, then he can. Am I right, after performing wudu?
Yeah, but that person had the wudu to begin with.
But still, I mean, according to you, it's the same as here. It's best. It's better to restart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
So is he certain that he didn't have wudu?
Yes, yes, definitely yes.
Okay.
Then it's again tricky questions. Did you understand the scenario?
That the imam starts a prayer without having wudu, and then he realizes that he didn't have wudu.
Yeah.
Has he completed the whole prayer?
No, in the middle.
In the middle.
So in our case, in here, the hukum of lahiq, okay, he has to leave someone behind him, and then he will go back to make wudu, and then he will come back.
So they'd have to start again. They would have to start again from the beginning. In the second.
He has to.
But the imam.
Yes, but what about the rest of them?
But the rest of them, their prayer is dependent. on the imam. So if it began without him having wudu,
yes,
then the salah, and he realized, and the salah didn't in actuality begin. If he realized, whereas it may be a different scenario if they all had wudu,
yes,
and then the imam himself broke his wudu in the middle, that might be a different scenario.
Okay, then.
But then it would be the same as the lahiq.
Okay. No, it is the lahiq, basically. If he will break his wudu.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. In our scenario, from the beginning, he didn't have.
But it's a shart of prayer.
So?
So then if you don't have the shart, if you're missing something that's a shart of the
okay.
prayer.
So?
Then you have to start again.
Okay, so he has to. But what about the rest of them? Can he leave someone behind him, on behalf of him?
No.
Who? No.
Because it's not valid from the beginning. So the people behind this lad will not be valid from the beginning. So in my opinion, he should complete it to prevent disruption, make salam, and then tell them the truth that he didn't have wuzu, so they're being taken.
It's actually happened in our masjid.
Yeah. There's another one that's happened in our masjid.
Okay, the same thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, the niyyah of the people who are following is that they're praying behind the imam.
Yeah.
And it's the imam's responsibility. Obviously, if he realizes he hasn't got wudu, then he can't just leave and people continue praying, because the bits of the prayer that have already occurred,
okay, so
have not really occurred because he didn't have wudu.
Excellent.
Therefore, they can't simply just carry
excellent.
On.
Excellent, because the condition of salat is wudu, so his salat wasn't valid, and imam is conditioned for the followers. So if imam's salat wasn't valid, so salat of mu'tamin jama'ah based on his salat. So the salat is invalid also. So they have to restart from the beginning. But after that, basically, how to take care of this issue? Basically, we'll just leave it on the decision of imam. So basically, he has to work out the scenario, basically, the situation. Yeah. Well.
So what are the options? I mean, he might complete the salat and then say that actually I broke my door.
Even to carry on praying with intention of praying, it may cause kufr.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would say, straight away he has to cut salat and then he should announce
by making salam?
So. Yes. No, without salam. Salam is to leave salat. He's out of salat, so he doesn't need to make salam.
Right, okay. So he just walks off. I'm just thinking practically.
But if he just walks away, then people will think that he has broken his wudu, so someone will replace him.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't allow them to replace.
So he has to say.
Yes, definitely has to let them know.
Yeah.
And then he has to run away.
Find another masjid.
Yeah, no, you know, mashallah is very, very important, because in our time people are very, you know, they cannot forgive them, you know, they cannot forgive that kind of situations. So you have to be wise enough to work out the situation. Then, what about if you had wudu already as imam, but then you found a filth on your clothes, which not allows you to pray? What do you have to do then?
Do you assume that filth was there from the beginning of the prayer?
Yeah, from the beginning, yes. Excellent. It is the same, because wudu and purification, I mean purity, both is same. Tahara. Excellent, mashallah. Then he says, وَبَنَى عَلَى صَلَاتِهِ, means he will complete his salat. And do not forget our thing. So is it better for him, or does he have to come back to the same place or not? So it is the thing that I explained. So if he was praying behind imam and jama'ah, they didn't complete yet. So he has to come back. Okay, yes.
Can I just ask you about the word bana?
Bana.
Bana, how do you use
that word? To build. Build. Means,
yeah.
It's half a building there, he has to complete the building. Oh. Means, carry on. وَالْإِسْتِئْنَافُ أَفْضَلُ. But to repeat Salat from the beginning is better. Okay? This chapter doesn't... This chapter doesn't exist in any other madhab. So it is only in Hanafi madhab. So in any other madhab, if someone will start bleeding, then basically he has to restart his salat and wudu from the beginning. Okay. وَإِنَّمَا فَاحْتَلَمَ أَوْ جُنَّ أَوْ أُغْمِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ قَهْقَهَ إِسْتَأْنَفَ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ. We say this hadith, you know, the previous issue, it will be applied only on normal kind of breaking of wudu. But not usual kind of breach of wudu will not be included. So that will stay on its own status, how it was before this hadith. Did you understand? So what is the not normal kinds of breach of wudu? As following. The first is, Nama, he slept, okay, during his salat, فَحْتَلْمَ, so he saw a wet dream. Okay, just by sleeping, if he will be sleeping on sunnah way, it doesn't invalidate wudu. Am I right? Do you remember the issue? If someone sleeps during salat, but if he will be sleeping on sunnah position, so it doesn't invalidate his wudu. Am I right?
Which is the sunnah position?
No, sunnah position means when you're making sujood, okay, sunnah sujood. There is emptiness, you know, there is gap between your tummy and legs and between your hands and side. So in that position, your wudu will not be invalidated. Am I right? But if you will be sleeping on non-sunnah position, for example, your tummy will be lying on your legs. So your wudu will be invalidated. Do you remember? We was talking about it a long time ago.
But if you're in the sunnah position...
Yeah.
I remember discussing that if you'd sat...
Yes.
So your buttocks are firmly planted.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then your wudu isn't broken, even if you're...
Yes, yes, yes.
Even if you're lying back, providing firmly positioned.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're in the sajda position, in the sunnah way, then...
No, because as long as you are in sunnah way, so it means that you are still some kind of...
Control, oh yeah.
Did you understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're sleeping, by putting your chest on your legs, means you're just sleeping. Okay, so in that position, he saw wet dream. So these kind of things is not normal breach of wudu. Am I right? So it will not be included into the hadith. That is exception. It will be the same as it was before. Means wudu and salat will be broken. He has to restart it from the beginning. Or the second is aw junna, or he became insane during salat. Okay, so when he becomes sane again, then he cannot go back to make wudu and come back to carry on praying, because it is not normal way of breaking wudu. And third is, أُغْمِيَ عَلَيْهِ, he became unconscious. He felt unconscious. So it is again not normal way of breach of wudu. So in that situation, he has to restart his wudu and salat also. أَوْ قَهْقَهَا, or he will break his wudu by laughing loudly. So these are basically four different kinds of breach of wudu, which is not normal. But just by normal breaking wudu, for example, you will be bleeding or that kind of reason, then we say you have a right to go back to repeat your wudu and come back to carry on. But still, al-istinafu afdal, to restart it is better.
So if you leave the salah of Asr in the second rakat and you rejoin it in the third rakat,
yeah,
you can just finish it?
That's it, yeah. But if you will, for example, join to the fourth rakah, then there is only one rakah to be completed. But then my question, what do you think if you will start your asr at the end of the time, then after two rakahs you will break your wudu, then before you will go back to make wudu and coming back, it will be time of maghrib. Can you complete your salat?
The jama'ah's carrying on.
No, it's finished. Everything's finished.
Right.
And now is the time of...
it's called qada.
Maghrib, yes. It is qada now, yes. It is qada of Asr. So what do you have to do now?
You have to pray for rakat of Asr as qadr.
Restart from the beginning.
Yeah.
What do you think? restart. What do you think?
Well, actually, what he started it before. He started it before.
We met each other again. That's fine, yeah, carry on.
Oh. Okay. So he
no, don't worry, no one understands. It's me and you only.
Okay, so but he Shake's making me laugh.
I'm really sorry.
So he started the SSLR before the time for Maghrib began.
Excellent.
So
excellent. If you remember, the condition of completing Salat al-Asr was you have to start it before sunset. Do you remember?
Mm.
So if you did start before sunset, means you can carry on praying. Okay? And the same thing applies for Fajr. Am I right?
No.
Why?
You test this.
So because
Makru time.
In Fajr.
If the sun's rising.
Yes. It's haram time.
Yeah. When the sun is coming up.
Yes, it is haram time. Three haram times and five makru times. Okay. So he cannot complete. Excellent. So according to our madhab, he cannot complete any other salat except Asr. But only our scholars, they said, because according to Imam Shafi radiallahu anhu, exception, I mean, even Fajr is the same thing. If you catch Takbiratul Tahrima of Fajr before sunrise, then you can complete Ada of Fajr. That is Shafi position, but our original position is that's not valid because time is over. Okay, but then the latest Hanafi scholar said we will give fatwa as Shafi's to lazy or some kind of busy people. Okay, busy, for example, he's very busy, for example, university, this, that, PhD. No, because, you know, they say Al-Arwah Junudun Mujannadan. It's something, inshallah, about me and about all of us. Al-Arwah Junudun Mujannadan. Fama ta'aruf minha i'talafa wama tanakara minha ikhtalafa. You know, the Arwah of human being, it is like soldiers are staying. Okay? So any of the two Ruhs, if they will meet each other, if they will know each other, they will be friends here. Okay? And any of two ruhs, they will not know each other there, they will disagree amongst each other. Sometimes you meet someone and, you know, you're not comfortable with him. But sometimes you will find the person for the first time in your life and you feel that as... Okay? So it means because the people in Yawm al-Qiyam, there will be several, you know, levels. First is Ashabul Yameen and Ashabul Shimal. Okay, and even Ashabul Yameen are not one, you know, army. One is going to the first paradise, the second they're going to Jannat al-Adn, and the other they're going to Firdaus al-A'la. Do you know? Okay, so if, for example, you meet someone and if you will be comfortable with him, so it means that your arwah from the same place, basically. Did you understand? Yes. So that is a good thing about it. Yeah. So maybe that's the case. That is the case.
So people who you feel like
there's something in there.
So you likely be together in Jannat, inshallah. Is that what you're saying?
No, it means that whatever he is, the same thing you are.
Right.
So that's why the person when he finds one of greatest people, okay, for example one of Awliya, and he feels something, you know, wrong, so he has to be very careful. Means he's one of Awliya, means he's not in the same basically place. So it's very, you know, scary hadith, basically. Yeah. I'm sorry, what was we talking about?
Fajr.
Okay, no, because our scholars, they made exceptions. They said, in our time, we have to give fatwa of Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, because people, now they're getting very, very lazy.
But doesn't that simply feed into the low himma?
Definitely, but so that's why we'll give this fatwa to not khawas, who is khas people, students of knowledge, you know, imams and fuqara and that type of people, okay? But general people who are, you know, traders, merchants, you know, office workers and university students, that kind of people, okay? So specifically to that kind of people and for only the time in which they are doing their own activities. Okay, for example, 2 years of working maybe 70 hours a week. Did you understand? So only for 2 years they can follow that fatwa. Okay, anyway, basically that is the position of the latest Hanafis. Bismillah. Then he says, وَإِن تَكَلَّمَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ عَامِدًا أَوْ سَاهِيًا بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. Anyone who speaks during salat, عَامِدًا, deliberately, أَوْ سَاهِيًا, or by mistake, by forgetting, بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. His salat is invalid. Even if he will speak just small bit. Okay? And what is the amount he should be speaking? We say, even 2 letters as a minimum. 2 letters. So for example, you wanted to say, are you okay? Or for example, you want to say, please give me something. And then you said, first 2 letters, P and L. Your salat is broken. Okay? Even if you didn't do that deliberately. But according to Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, if you will speak non-deliberately and a little bit, it doesn't invalidate your salat. The next is, وَإِن سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ بَعْدَ التَّشَهُدِ تَوَضَّأَ وَسَلَّمْ. And if he, for example, breaks his wudu after reciting tashahud, then he should make wudu and he should make salam. That's it. Okay? And does he need to come back to the same place? No, he can just perform his wudu and in the same place he can make taslim and that's done basically. Okay? Why? Because salam, as you remember, is wajib. Am I right? Is all of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, is it wajib or what is that? Both sides. Is it wajib or what?
On the right side, it's the wajib.
Excellent. So only assalam is wajib and only on your right side. Okay, and even to make it on the right side, that is, I mean, to turn, that is sunnah muakkada. To turn, that is sunnah muakkada. But just to pronounce as-salam, that is wajib. But alaykum wa rahmatullah, that is sunnah. And to repeat it all of the word for the second time, that is also sunnah. وَإِن تَعَمَّدَ الْحَدَثَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ. Or, but if he, in this scenario, after reciting tashahud, if he will break his wudu deliberately, أو تكلم, or he speaks after reciting tashahud, أو عمل عملا ينافي الصلاة, or he has done something which basically invalidates salat, تمت صلاته, his salat is valid. Okay? But we say it's not complete, it's incomplete, because he's missing wajib, am I right? Which is salam. Now, inshallah, from now and onward, he will mention 12 issues, 12 mas'alas, which named in Hanafi fiqh al-mas'al al-ithnay asharia. Okay? They say 12 mas'alas. So whenever if someone will ask you, what are the 12 mas'alas? So he means these 12 mas'alas. Okay? Why is these 12 mas'alas are so famous? Because it is the main reason, it is only the reason, first of all, do you remember the opinion which says that Abu Hanifa, according to Abu Hanifa, to leave your salat deliberately, that is fard. Do you remember? So that was based on these 12 issues. Okay? So Imam Abu Hanifa, in all of these 12 issues, says his salat is invalid. Then Abu Hassan al-Barda'i, one of the Hanafi scholars, he said it's invalid because according to Abu Hanifa, to finish salat deliberately, to leave your salat deliberately, is fard. Do you remember? Yeah. And then Abu Hassan al-Karkhi, the student of Abu Hassan al-Barda'i, Abu Sa'id al-Barda'i, sorry, it's not Abu Hassan, but Abu Sa'id al-Barda'i. So his student, Abu Hassan al-Karkhi, he did clarify that it's not, Abu Hanifa didn't say that his salat is invalid because to leave salat deliberately by your intention is fard, but by some other reason. Let's go to the Masail first, and then inshallah we'll explain it for one more time. Now, he says, وَإِنْ رَأَ الْمُتَيَمِّمُ الْمَاءَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. It's not into it. Inshallah, that's coming. If some mutayammim, the person who performed tayammum, if he will find a water while he was praying, بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. His salat is invalid. But here is the first of the masail. وَإِنْ رَأَهُ بَعْدَمَا قَعَدَ قَدْرَ التَّشَهُدُ. But if he sees the water, if the person who made tayammum, if he finds a water when he completes tashahud, okay, that is the first issue. The second issue is أو كان ماسحًا على الخفين, or he basically wiped on his leather socks. فانقضت مدة مسحه. So after tashahud, exactly, I mean, his time for mas expired. That is the second issue. أو خلع خفيه بعمل رفيق, or he took off his leather socks, okay, without intention. Okay. أو كان أميا فتعلم سورة, or he was ummi. Ummi means the one who doesn't know the recitation, cannot recite, and suddenly he remembered some of the ayats. Okay, so now he's no more ummi. Okay, أو عريانًا, or he was without clothes. فوجد ثوبًا, and then he found a cloth. I mean, after completing tashahud and before salam. أو مُمِيًا, or he was ill, so he was praying by ima, by ishara. فقدر على الركوع والسجود, and he became able to make ruku and sujood after completing tashahud, but before salat, before salam, sorry. أو تذكر أن عليه صلاة قبل هذه الصلاة, or he did realize that he missed one salat before this. Do you know that sahibu tartib, if he realizes that he missed one salat, then his salat is invalid. I mean, that salat, fard that he's praying, that's not no more fard. But that becomes nafil, and when he completes this salat, he has to make up the first previous salat, and then he has to repeat the same salat which he did, he was praying. Okay? Or the second issue, are you understanding it? The issues?
That bit there I'm confused about. I mean, if somebody has missed a salat and the time of that salat is finished,
yeah,
then surely that's
forgotten. Means, no, because to pray it in order is fard in Hanafi madhab. Mm-hmm. Means you missed Fajr. Okay, now it is the time of Isha. You didn't make up Fajr yet. Mm-hmm. So it is fard for you to pray Fajr first and then Isha.
So what about people who missed so many salat?
Yes, so that's why... Yeah,
They wouldn't be able to read them. They wouldn't be able to do them all before the time of Isha.
Yes, means... No. Because Sahabu Tartib is different. Sahabu Tartib means, inshallah, it's coming... The person who missed more than 5 salawat, order for him is not fard no more. But if it will be less than 5 salawat, then order is fard. Did you understand? I do understand. I do know that you are not understanding properly these issues. Okay? When I will complete, I will come back for one more time. أو أحدث الإمام القارئ فاستخلف أميا. Or the next issue is, when you did complete your tashahud, so imam, he has broken his wudu, and then the person who replaced imam, he was ummi. So it invalidates the salat of qari, am I right? Okay? Understanding? أو طلعت الشمس في صلاة الفجر. Or he was praying Salat al-Fajr, and suddenly after tashahud, sun rised. Okay. أو دخل وقت العصر في الجمعة. Or he was praying Juma, and after tashahud, before your salam, time of asr comes, for example. أو كان ماسحا على الجبيرة فسقطت عن برئن. Or he did wipe. He was using the bandage, and this bandage fell down, and you was better. I mean, the womb was healed. Yes. أو كان صاحب عذر فانقطع عذره. Or he was one of معذورين. Basically, he had an excuse. Do you know the excuse? Do you know the معذور? The one who bleeds continuously, for example. Okay, so it stopped after tashahud, suddenly. So in all of these 12 issues, batalat salatuhu fi qawli Abi Hanifa. His salat is invalid, according to Abu Hanifa. Wa qala Abu Yusuf and Muhammad, tammat salatuhu. But according to Abu Yusuf and Muhammad, his salat is valid. Now, my question, all of these 12 issues, all of these accidents happens after tashahud. My question, do I have any other fard after miqdar, after the sitting on the length of tashahud? We do not. Then salat has to be completed. Am I right? So opinion of sahabin has to be right. Am I right?
It's dependent on the initial issue that do you intentionally have to break your prayer?
Okay.
In the planned way, which you said the Imam Abu Hanifa said it's fault.
No. Okay, understood.
Yeah,
okay.
So presumably it's for that reason.
Okay.
That Imam Abu Hanifa
holds
an opinion.
Okay. So now let's go back for one more time to the definition of rukun. Rukun is something, if you will miss, your action will be invalid. But wajib, definition of wajib, is something, if you will miss it, okay, then your action is valid but incomplete. So, but Imam Abu Hanifa is referring that it's invalid. Means, so that's why Abu Hassan al-Barda'i, he thought that according to Abu Hanifa, to leave Salat by your own intention is fard. Because in all of these 12 issues, you left your Salat without your intention. Am I right? Isn't it? Okay. So that's why Abu Sa'id al-Barda'i said that according to Abu Hanifa, to leave Salat by your own intention is fard. But Abu Hanifa by himself, he didn't say that. Did you understand? So Abu Barda'i, Imam al-Barda'i, he picked up that point from these 12 issues. Did you understand the issue? Okay, but then Abu Hassan al-Karkhi, he clarified. He said, it's not because to leave Salat deliberately is fard, but because of other issue. And what is that issue? The issue is, according to Abu Hanifa, whole of Salat has to be on the same level. Did you understand? On the same level. So, at the same as you did start Salat, and you was aware of what you are doing, you have to complete your Salat on the same level. Okay, so for example, let's pick up this issue. When you started your Salat, you was ill, okay? And you was making Ishara. But when you completed your Tashahud, you became better. So now you can make Sujood and Ruku. So is the level on which you started equal the level on which you're finishing your Salat? Is not. Did you understand? So Karkhi said that the level on which you are praying, all of that from the beginning till the end, have to be the same. That's why in these issues, your salat are invalid. Your salawat are invalid. Did you understand the issue? Let's go back to repeat all of these 12 issues again. Okay? So in all of these 12 issues, according to Abu Hanifa, salat is invalid. Look. وَإِنْ سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ إِنْ سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ I'm taking it from even further, from the beginning. وَإِنْ سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ بَعْدَ التَّشَهُدِ تَوَضَّأَ وَسَلَّمْ If he will break his wudu not deliberately, after tashahud, tawadda, so he will make wudu, wasallam, and then he will make salam. Did you find the text? Then he says, وَإِنْ تَعَمَّدَ الْحَدَثَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَةِ But if he will break his wudu deliberately in this scenario, which scenario is this? Please.
The 12 scenarios?
No. Are you following me in the book?
Like he responds to someone.
No. Look, the previous issue is وَإِنْ سَبَقَهُ الْحَدَثُ بَعْدَ التَّشَهُدِ If he will break his wudu by mistake after tashahud, تَوَضَّى He has to make wudu وَسَلَّمْ And he will make salam only. وَإِنْ تَعَمَّدَ الْحَدَثُ But if he will break his wudu deliberately in this scenario, which scenario is he talking about?
Maybe if he wants to break wind and...
After the tashahud.
Excellent, after tashahud. Because the previous issue... He has broken his wudu not deliberately. But if you do that deliberately after tashahud, then أو تكلم or he has spoken in the same scenario after tashahud, okay, أو عمل عملا or he has done something, ينافي الصلاة, invalidate salat, تمت صلاته. His salat is complete, valid. Okay, but if these things will happen not deliberately, then his salat is not complete, is not valid. Did you understand? So if he would break his wudu deliberately, then his salat would be completed. Okay? Then he carries on. Then he says...
This text says, nafat salatuhu.
No. Sorry?
In this text it says, nafat salatuhu.
No. That is tammat salatuhu. Please correct it. Nafat. No, because can you see when you are... When you're writing the letters, tamma, tammat, and nafat is very close. So ta, two dots, and then mim without dot, and then ta. But nafat, so he thought that two dots, one belongs to one letter, the other, you understand. He was a very generous person.
Is that the opinion of the Sahibain as well?
Yeah, everyone accepted. What was the confusion? Where is the confusion?
On the basis of that, he's saying that if you're praying and you've done your tashahud,
yeah,
and your wudu breaks,
yes,
unintentionally,
yes,
that you make wudu and do salam,
yes,
and then if you invalidate your prayer, and the examples it gives,
yeah,
not invalidate your prayer, sorry, you. Deliberately,
yes,
break your prayer,
yes,
by speaking,
yes,
or doing some action,
yes,
that invalidates prayer normally,
yes,
then your salah is
complete, yes.
But then, doesn't that agree if you follow that logic,
yes,
with the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa,
yes,
the 12 things,
yes,
that knowingly breaking your prayer,
yeah,
you know, is important for the completion of the prayer.
Yes.
As opposed to the unintentional...
Means which is easier.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. So that was exactly the point of Sahabain. Okay? But if you compare these issues to these 12 issues, you will find out one small difference which makes big sense. In these three issues in which his salat was valid, he has broken or he finished his salat based on his own intention. Am I right? But what about 12 issues? Has he completed his salat based on his own intention, desire or not? It was something else. Did you understand? So that made the difference. So that's why some of the scholars, he understood that according to Abu Hanifa, it's far for you to leave your salat deliberately. Did you understand? Is it difficult to understand? Confusing, isn't it? A little bit. There is confusion. let's again go back to the to these 12 issues.
But
yeah,
sorry, the first part of it, which they agreed on,
yeah,
says that if they accidentally found that they broke the wudu.
No, if he breaks wudu accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yeah, after tashahud, yes.
Yeah. And that they just simply make wudu and do salam.
Yes. No, because it's even if he did, for example, break his wudu accidentally,
no.
It's still with him, you know?
Yeah, no, sorry, I forgot, yeah.
Yes,
so
the difference is that he had wudu. Is that what you get at?
No.
He had wudu, he broke it, so he makes wudu again and just finishes. Whereas the other ones, he's entered a different state.
Yeah.
Is that
yes, that's
he's
the case.
He's a different state.
Yes.
So now he can read the whole salat. Is that? So he has to actually... The salat that he's read so far is invalidated. He's got to read the whole thing again.
From the beginning. Because according to Abu Hanifa... I mean, he should keep the salat on the same level. You understand? Let's take the issues one by one. So he says, وَإِنْ رَأَ الْمُتَيَمِّمُ الْمَاءَ فِي صَلَاتِي بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. If some person who performed tayammum and he saw, he found a water while he was praying. So it's not after tashahud, but while he was praying, then بَطَلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. His salat is invalid. My question, do you remember, he said anyone who breaks his wudu, then he has a right to make wudu and to complete. In here he says invalid. Why?
Well, he started on a higher sort of state, and then when he broke his wudu,
okay,
then he simply made wudu again and completed. Because here you're starting at a lower position, being...
MashaAllah, it's an excellent point, but if... There wouldn't be one thing, which is, do you remember, according to Hanafi Madhab, Tayammum and Wudu, the same level. But according to Imam Shafi'i, it's different, do you remember? Tayammum is lower. So your point would be brilliant if we would follow the Shafi'i position. Excellent, yes.
But isn't the thing that makes Tayammum valid...
Yeah.
It's on the same level of wudu, i.e. you don't need to repeat your prayer, but it's not valid when, you know, if the conditions for tayammum are not present. So the moment he finds wudu,
okay,
then...
Means his salat...
The moment he finds water, then it means the tayammum is no longer valid.
It's not valid, but again, I mean, what's the biggest thing we can say about this person? He has broken his wudu, am I right? His wudu is not valid. Okay, but we have a chapter of lahiq. If someone breaks his wudu, then he has the right to go back to make wudu and then to complete his salat. Why in this mas'ala, which looks exactly the same as lahiq, why he said that his salat is not valid?
Because the lahiq had met all the conditions, the shurut
okay.
Of salah, and so did the person who did tayammum, except he realized at a point in the prayer, even after tashahud, that actually water was available.
No, and
therefore that shart. Wasn't actually there. He was under the impression it was there.
No, okay, but what about if it wasn't there, really? It wasn't there. And someone else brought it afterward. Then his wudu is not valid. Means he has broken his wudu. So now, logically, he should have a choice of going and making wudu and completing his salat. Am I right? It's exactly the same scenario. But why he's differentiating between this and that? What is the difference between this and that?
He's praying with a different... I know you said it's on the same level, but different states. One was with time and the other one will be with full wudu.
No, No, according to Hanafi, madhab, do you remember the issue? Yeah. Someone, mutayammim, can lead jama'ah of mutawaddi people. So in Hanafi madhab, both are same. So no reason of, you know, making this as a difference. So it's not different. Wudu and tem are same.
It's almost like the same analogy. If you're wearing, if you have khufayn, and you're done masah over it, and then your khuf is removed
during salat. Okay.
Yeah.
So I say that is similar. So that have to be again as the same as lahir. No reason to pulling it back there, you know. Because all what is there is, whatever we have got is, he has invalidated his wudu. Means, he has to have a right to go to make wudu and complete what he started. Am I right? Why is the difference between this and that?
Is it because he didn't break it intentionally?
No, even in the issue of the one who breaks accidentally, okay, he will start bleeding. So do you think that he will make himself to bleed deliberately, you know? So, I mean, does make sense? Okay, so. Okay, then, do you remember? Yes, do you want to say something?
No.
Okay, then, again, we met. Do you remember I told you it should be normal kind of breach of wudu? And do you find it normal? It's not normal. Is it normal, common kind of breach of wudu? It is not normal. So it is the same as someone would, for example, sleep during salat and then he would see a wet dream. Did you understand? So it is not normal and common kind of breach of wudu. So that's the reason.
Like a rare situation.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's carry on. it seems to me that everyone is tired, isn't it? وَإِنْ رَآهُ بَعْدَمَا قَعْدَ قَدْرَ التَّشَهُدِ. But if he finds a water when he completes tashahud, that is the first of 12 mas'ala. Okay, so now when he finds a water after tashahud, now he doesn't have wudu. Am I right? Because the condition of performing tayammum was not to have water. The next issue is أو كان ماسحا على الخفين, or he did wipe on his leather socks. فانقضت مدة مسحه. After تشهد, the time of مسح expired. Because as you remember, according to Hanafi madhab, the time of مسح, wiping on the leather socks, it will be accounted by hours. Am I right? One day and night means 24 hours. Okay. أو خلع خفيه بعمل رفيق, or he has taken off his leather socks by accident. Okay, it invalidates his masḥ also. Am I right? أو كان أميا فتعلم سورة, or he was ummi. Meaning of ummi is he couldn't recite Quran by tajweed properly, or he doesn't know anything to recite. فَتَعَلَّمَ سُورَةً, and accidentally he learned some surah, or he remembered some surah which he used to know. Okay, so because it invalidates, why? Because the condition of for example, praying Salat in Urdu language or in Farsi or in English, it was because he doesn't know Arabic recitation. Okay? Let's suppose someone, he converted into Islam. Okay? Now, he has to pray, am I right, 5 times. Okay, but so far he cannot recite in Arabic. So can he pray in his own language? We say yes. But he should be studying how to recite Quran in Arabic. Did you understand? So this person, he was praying Fajr, for example, in English language. And suddenly, because last night he was listening to Fatiha in the type, you know, CD. So suddenly he recognized, suddenly he realized that he can recite Surah Al-Fatiha or some of Surah Al-Fatiha. So now his Salat is invalid. Because the validity of his Salat was depending on his ignorance in terms of recitation. But now he's no more ignorant. Means his Salat is invalid.
I thought, did we not say that you couldn't pray in English?
Yes, of course. It's only if the person did convert into Islam now, and he cannot recite, or even he was Muslim, but he couldn't recite in Arabic. Okay? And the time is going, running out. Okay, so what does he have to do, this person?
Not tasbih or... I
think he's meaning that he's just coming to Islam, and the time for salat is just about to end.
Yeah.
He hasn't even got time to learn tasbih.
Yes, nothing. Even tasbih will not do. So can he recite Surah Al-Fatiha or any other surah in his own language? We say yes. But with condition that he has to keep on learning. And as soon as he becomes on the steps on which he can recite Quran, then no more he can recite Quran in his own language. Okay?
I mean, when somebody immediately became Muslim, they're not going to know it in English, are they?
Sorry?
They're not going to know it's in English.
Yeah.
They're not going to have had time to memorize.
Okay, of course. Then they will be praying in their own language. Oh God, I did accept, for example, I do believe that you are one. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, and then movement. That's it. Right, yeah. That is their salat, basically. And when they will learn proper recitation, do they have to repeat? We say no. Because Allah says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah doesn't charge, doesn't command someone to do something that they are unable. So they were able to do that thing, what they have done. Okay, means anything which is more than that wasn't far for them to do. Did you understand? Do you want us to have a break? To repeat it? I mean, to change the battery or something?
We can take a break, but I don't need to change the battery.
Okay.
Do you want 5 minutes?
Yeah, maybe. No, because I don't want to lose any point, you know.
Very quickly.
From where?
From after the break.
Sorry? Okay, for everything. Okay. Then, أَوْعُرِيَانًا فَوَجِدَ ثَوْبًا. Or he was praying without clothes, and after tashahud, suddenly someone brought clothes. Okay? Then it invalidates salat of that person. Okay? أو مُمِيًّا فَقَدَرَ عَلَى الرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ. Or he was praying by ima, because he was ill, and suddenly he became better, so now he can make sujood and ruku. Because the validity of his salat with ima, the condition of that validity was illness. So now, no more ill. So means his condition is not there, so that's not valid. أو تذكر أن عليه صلاة قبل هذه الصلاة. Or suddenly he remembered after tashahud that he missed some salat before this, because he's sahibu tartib. He's sahibu tartib. So that's why this salat basically is not fard no more. It becomes nafil, and then he has to repeat afterward. So now I say, this scenario, this issue is not the same as the previous ones, because the previous salawat is totally invalid. But this issue, in this scenario, salat is valid, but that's not fard. Okay, so being fard is invalid, but salat in itself becomes nafil. And the next issue is, أو أحدث الإمام القاري فاستخلف أميا. Or qari imam, the imam who could recite Quran properly, he has broken his wudu after tashahud, and then when he went to pray to make wudu, some ummi person replaced imam. The meaning of ummi is the whose recitation is not valid. Okay, so we say in normal condition, if some ummi will replace the qari imam, then anyone who can recite Quran better than this ummi, his salat is invalid. But anyone whose recitation is on the same level as this ummi's recitation, or even worse, then we say all of the salat is valid. Did you understand the last point? Yeah. The next issue is, أو طلعت الشمس في صلاة الفجر, or suddenly, after tashahud, he was praying Fajr, so suddenly sun rised after tashahud. Okay, so it invalidated his salat according to Abu Hanifa. But now, according to the latest Hanafis, we are dealing with some very lazy person. Does it affect him or not? According to the latest Hanafis, does this affect him or not?
No.
No, it doesn't. Because even if he catches the only tahrima, and then he can complete, then, you know, just to finish off salat is better even, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, what's the issue?
But how far, you know, if they're making a fatwa on the basis of people's... not a condition that is very difficult for them, like for instance, they're working and I don't know, they just can't get free because they're in surgery, and then they come and then they pray. But something just like laziness, I mean, there's no, there seems to be no end to people's laziness. And then
correct,
you make another fatwa to make
correct,
it easy, and another fatwa until.
Yeah.
There's no
yeah, it seems to be we're making compromise, too much compromise,
as
isn't
opposed
it?
To a situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are right, but you know, you've done just perfect point, okay? But maybe the excuse of the latest scholars is, do I have in Hanafi madhab something similar?
But we had there was that qaida that you said at the beginning, that, you know, you can have an excuse if something comes upon you that's from God, but not man-made.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you're in a room and you've got no access, you're locked away, and you've got no access to water, and you can't do tayammum.
Yeah. From people.
Because that's an excuse from people, not
yes.
from God.
Yes.
Then you have to do
okay.
Allah
okay.
Of that prayer. So this is an excuse from, this is a problem generated by people themselves or other situations.
So they shouldn't be excused, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's also something about, you mentioned before, the principle about if something becomes common.
Yes, becomes easier.
So, you know, you mentioned about, I just want to ask you about the beard, and you mentioned about the genes, you know,
yes.
in a different situation
yes.
that was seen in a particular
yes.
way, but it,
yeah.
because it becomes commonplace.
Okay. No, in the, yes, okay. But, you know, Marshall is just brilliant point. But I'm just asking, do I have specific example in Hanafi madhab when exactly the same thing was permissible in other situation?
In Asr.
Excellent. Asr is there. Asr is still there. In Hanafi madhab, Asr is there. So it is exactly the same example, am I right?
But
well, there's evidence for that.
Sorry?
There's strong evidence.
Oh, of course. There is evidence, which is from hadith, am I right? Yeah. But in the same time, we have got the other hadith, which backs up the Shafi'i opinion also in terms of Fajr. But we didn't accept that hadith because of some excuse. We had our own, basically, justification that we didn't accept that hadith. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe that was the reason of the latest scholars to give that fatwa.
So there is a limit.
Yeah, there is a limit. So of course, definitely. And also in terms of this qaida, it's just brilliant qaida, but it has got its own, you know, borders. Because, or otherwise, maybe by using the same qaida, we can say three divorces is one, because everyone is divorcing his wife for thousands of times, you know. So we have to make it easier, isn't it? But there is barriers, you know. There is borders, basically. Okay, but mashallah, is just brilliant point. Inshallah, inshallah, during the classes, inshallah, we'll be taking that principles with its exceptions also. Okay, mashallah, is just brilliant point. Let's carry on. أو دخل وقت العصر في الجمعة. Or you was praying Jum'ah, and then you, after tashahud, the time of Asr comes. It invalidates your salat, or salat. أو كان ماسحا على الجبيرة فسقط عن برئن. Or you was wiping on your on the bandage, and then it the bandage falls down after getting better, after getting healed. أو كان صاحب عذر فانقطع عذره. Or he was he had an excuse. He was continuously bleeding, or continuously, for example, breaking wind, and suddenly it stopped. Means you are no more sahibul udhr. You are not excused no more. So in all of these scenarios, batalat salatuhu fi qawli Abi Hanifa. Salat of that person invalid, according to Abu Hanifa. Wa qala Abu Yusuf Muhammad tammat salatuhu. But according to sahibain, his salat is complete. Sorry. Inshallah understood. Babu Qada'il Fawa'id. It is the chapter of making up prayers. Fawa'id is the plural of fa'ita. Fa'ita is the missed salat. Qada is to repeat, to apply, to repeat. So it is the chapter of missed salawat. Qada salawat. قال المصنف رحمه الله ومن فاتته الصلاة قضاها إذا ذكرها وقدمها لزوما على صلاة الوقت إلا أن يخاف فوات صلاة الوقت فيقدم صلاة الوقت ثم يقضيها. Basically this chapter in two words is the order between salawat is fard according to Hanafi madhab. Okay, do you remember the battle of Khandaq? Khandaq, what's the meaning of Khandaq? Is hall. Do you know the battle in which they made a hall?
Trench, yes.
So basically in that day, Rasulullah and the rest of Sahaba, all of them, they missed four salawat. Did you understand? Why? Because of enemy, because of battle. Okay? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah of Salat al-Khawf. So they didn't have Salat al-Khawf in that time. So that's why they couldn't pray. Okay, then Rasulullah ﷺ cursed them. He said, may Allah fill their houses by fire, by flame, because they basically stopped us from our salawat. Okay, so Rasulullah ﷺ missed four salawat, and after that, he repeated with all of Sahaba on the same order. Did you understand? Okay, and in the other hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, any of you, if you will be praying with Imam some salat, then if you realize that you did miss some salat, so let him to complete the salat on which he is, and then to make up the salat that he missed, and then to come back to repeat the salat that he has done behind Imam. So now we did understand that order of salawat is fard. Okay, but then we said, but sometimes some person will be missing more than, for example, 1 year of salat. Then to keep the order, then it's impossible. Okay, so then we said there have to be difference between too much and little bit. Okay, so we said when salat becomes too much, then order drops, falls down. Did you understand? Now question, when a missed salawat become too much, what is the definition of being too much?
1 day's worth.
Some said salat of 1 day, which is 5 times, is too much, because salat of 1 day is whole salat, which is 5 times. Okay, but some said no, when you will start repeating the same salat, that becomes too much. Did you understand? So it is 6 salawat. Did you understand? But mu'tamad that it is 5. So if you will miss 5 salawat, okay, then order is no more fard. The order is no more fard. Means you can pray now, even this missed salawat, you can pray them in any order you want to. But if you miss only 2 salat, then you have to pray these 2 salawat in the same order. My question, you missed Isha of the last night and Fajr of today. How you will repeat it?
Before Dhuhr, you need to perform Isha then Fajr.
No, Fajr comes first. Am I right?
Mm. No, but it's the niyyah is of the day.
Excellent, because missed. What did you miss first? That order is important, not the order of salawat. Did you understand? But the order of your missed salawat is important. Did you understand? So we say, if you missed less than 5 salawat, then basically you have to follow the order. Means you missed, for example, 2 salawat, and now it is the time of Asr. Okay? Then it means that you have to pray these 2 qada salawat, then you have to pray Asr. Understood, inshallah.
Witr will be in there as well.
Sorry?
Witr will be there as well.
Okay, mashallah, excellent. We say witr as separate salat will not be accounted, but that will be attached to Isha. Okay, so when we say you have to miss 5 salawat to fall, to drop the order, witr is not one separate. But you have to follow the order in terms of witr also.
Yeah. What if a person who's just starting to read salat,
yes,
he's got a history which yes, did yes. so many yeah, yeah. starting to read salat, yeah, yeah. But even within that, he's going above the 6 mark, as in, you know, missing salat. So now what he does, say if he keeps a record that, oh, on this day I've missed this salat, on this day I've missed this salat, but then he's building up and up. So he's reading, maybe he's reading 2 or 3 a day, yeah. sometimes 1 a day, sometimes yeah. 5 a day.
Yes.
So he's going like this, but he's keeping a record.
Yes.
Then he decides, well, it's building up too much.
Yes.
The list is building up too much.
Yes.
So then he's thinking, if I miss now,
yeah,
I'll repeat the ones that I miss now. Yeah. As opposed to which I missed, say, a month ago, would that be correct? Or should he, like, for example, if he misses today, if he missed, say, 2 salat today, and he missed about a month's worth, two months ago, should he repeat these 2 first, or the one that he missed months ago?
So whatever you, before you will... make up all of the previous salawat, anything you will miss, it will join the previous ones.
Yeah.
No order basically requested there.
So if so,
there is no any order.
Okay. So okay. He can just like, as he's missing,
yes,
he's,
that's it.
He's adding one to his list.
Yeah, that will go back to the list. Yes.
Okay.
And that order will not come back till you will finish off all of the salawat. For example, you missed the salat of 1 year, so no order, am I right? Because that's more than 5, okay? Then you prayed off everything except 3 salawat left. So, do you have to follow the order for the 3 salawat? We say no. Because the order fell down, and these 3 salawat is 3 from the list in which there wasn't any order. Did you understand? And then order will come back when you will finish off all of this salawat, okay? And then if you will miss something again from the beginning, then order will come back again. Did you understand? Okay? So, order between salawat, missed salawat, requested, fard. But in three scenarios, order will fall down. The first scenario is, if you will miss more than 5 salawat, and according to some, more than 6 salawat, okay? And the second scenario is, all of that is mentioned in here. The second scenario is, if you will forget. You've forgotten that today you missed Fajr, and then you prayed your Asr now. So if you will realize, if you will remember your missed Fajr after, when you will finish your Asr is valid. Order wasn't far there because you've forgotten. But if you'll remember that you missed Fajr during Salat, so that Salat is no more fard. You have to complete that, and that will be nafil for you. Then you will repeat Fajr, and then you will repeat this Salat again. That is the second scenario in which the order will fall down. The third exception is if the time of Salat will not be enough. Now is Maghrib running off, the time of Maghrib is finishing, so you have only 5 minutes left. So if you will pray first, then, you know, miss Salawat, then you will even lose Maghrib also. So now, no order requested. So these are three scenarios in which order will just fall down. Did you understand? Okay, then. He says, وَمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ الصَّلَاتُ قَضَاهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا. Anyone who will miss Salat, so he has to repeat his Salat as soon as he remembers that. Now, the other problem, okay, let's finish it off. Then he says, وَقَدَّمَهَا لُزُومًا عَلَى صَلَاتِ الْوَقْتِ. But he has to pray it before the Salat of the time. Did you understand? إِلَّا, except, these are the exceptions. إِلَّا أَنْ يَخَافَ فَوَاتَ صَلَاتِ الْوَقْتِ. Except if he is afraid that by praying the make of salat, the miss salat, he is going to lose even the salat of the time. فَيُقَدِّمُ صَلَاتَ الْوَقْتِ ثُمَّ يَقْضِيهَا. So he will pray first salat of that time, then he will repeat the salat which he missed before. فَإِنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَوَاتٌ رَتَّبَهَا فِي الْقَضَاءِ كَمَا وَجِبَتْ فِي الْأَصْلِ. If he misses several salawat, okay, then he will put them on the same order as he missed them. Did you understand? Then he says, "Illa except أن تزيد الفوائت على ست صلوات فيسقط الترتيب فيها." Except if he misses more than six salawat, then there will not be any order requested. Did you understand? So, as I told you, there is disagreement. Some said six and some said five. And then we do follow the opinion which says it's five. Okay, now we have got different problem. Now, according to Salafi brothers and according to Hanbali brothers also, they say qada salat will be done only if you will sleep. You will miss by sleeping or by forgetting. But by any other way of missing salat, no qada requested basically. Did you understand? So, because according to them, to miss salat deliberately, that is kufr. By committing kufr, no any salat requested, but you have to repeat shahada. Did you understand? Okay, so now, because why is that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man nama an salatin aw nasiyaha falyusalliha idha dhakaraha. Anyone who sleeps, okay, not praying, and أو نسيها, or he forgets to pray, فليصليها, so let him to repeat it إذا ذكرها, when he remembers that, realizes that. Did you understand? So he made قضاء, he mentioned قضاء only for two kinds of missing salat, sleeping or forgetting. So it means that there is no any other thing. What do you think about this conclusion? What do you think about this opinion?
I can see it makes sense.
Okay, why?
Well, no, not in general terms, but only in one specific case.
Which is?
If a person's coming into Islam, and for them, all the previous, to me, that makes sense. All the previous for them is forgiven.
Of course.
Since all the sins are forgiven as well. So then they start from that moment onwards. But from that moment onwards, if they were to miss, then I can't see it making sense.
I don't think from the way you described it, that's categorical, like only in these two situations.
No, they say only this. You have to prove why it's not only these two.
Because he didn't mention something, it doesn't mean that that thing is valid.
Like according to them, that exactly what it means, or otherwise you prove that they are wrong. Prove it.
Well, you just gave the example of the Battle of Khandaq.
Excellent. Rasulullah didn't mean to specify only two things, you know, Then what about Battle of Khandaq? Were they sleeping or did they forget? Never. Did you understand? So Rasulullah didn't mean to specify. Only two reasons. Okay? So that's why we say, when you someone, basically, he's lazy, but he accepts that Salat is fard. But because of out of laziness, he didn't pray. So we say that Salat has to be repeated. Did you understand? And they use some other argument also, which is Hadith Rasulullah says, الْعَهْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The difference between us and them is Salat. So anyone who leaves that, he is kafir. Three madhahib, Maliki, Shafi'i, and Hanafi, we say it's not kufr. As long as you believe that it is fard, okay, but because of some reason you do not pray. Lazy, this, that, you know. So you do not pray. So you are not kafir, but you are sinful. To miss Salat deliberately, that is major sin. Okay? But according to them, because of this hadith, that is kufr. Means he has to repeat his shahada to become a Muslim.
So, according to them, unless he recites the shahada, then obviously, if he goes on to lead the next salat, it won't be accepted until he's recited the shahada.
Yes, means, and what about then when he recites shahada, does he have to repeat his salat?
No, no.
Why?
Not according to them.
Why? No, even according to us.
Because he wasn't Muslim.
Because he wasn't Muslim. Did you understand? Means whatever he has done before that, all of that has been destroyed, basically. Did you understand?
Do they say that he has to recite the shahada in front of the witnesses?
I don't know. In terms of...
Or just to themselves?
No, because he became kafir, so he has to convert into Islam. But to be recognized as a Muslim, he has to do it in front of the witnesses. But for himself, he has to do it for himself, you know. And basically, it was the opinion of Imam Ahmad, and we have got very, very beautiful, I don't know if this story is reliable, but we have got very beautiful debate of Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu and Imam Ahmad in this issue. So even Imam Ahmad in that time used to say it. Anyone who doesn't pray deliberately, even if he believes that that is fard, then he's still kafir. Okay, then once Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu asked, he said, "Oh Ahmad, do you believe that? Do you think that anyone who believes that Salat is fard, but then he doesn't pray because of laziness, he's kafir?" Imam Ahmad said, "Yes, he's kafir because of that hadith." Then he narrated that hadith. Then Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu asked, he said, "Then how does he come back to Islam?" He said, Imam Ahmad said, "By reciting shahada." And Imam Shafi'i replied, he said, "He was always reciting shahada. Even when he didn't pray, he was believing on oneness of God and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Okay? Then he said, "Then by praying," Imam Ahmad said, "then he will come back to Islam by praying." Then Imam Shafi'i said, "Salat will not be accepted from this believer." Then Imam Ahmad just didn't say anything. What do you think about this argument? It's good. What do you think?
Yeah, Imam Shafi'i is showing the limitations of being too literal. And
yes, of course, yeah. It's good, but I don't know if this is a reliable story or not, but mashallah, it makes sense. Okay, anyway, what time is it?
It's 8:05.
Yeah, shall we carry on? I think that's enough.
Yeah.